Getting strikes.
Did you have a reason to play that song?
No.
Getting her channel taken down before it even started?
What if I just said R.I.P. David Lynch? All right. So, what are we drinking this week?
Oh, this is our, we all talk, so that's going to be a thing, that we always have a little drink. And I asked you if you read the little about the podcast thing, our little bio.
And I said, I can't read.
And he can't read. I'm glad he's shown his 10% in this partnership.
The American education system is doing wonders.
At the end of it, I put, try to find an old can of Surge.
Do they still have it at the Burger King?
Uh-uh. He took it away. I haven't seen it since 2020.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I literally think I got, like, the last little bit of it.
The last of their syrup?
Yeah. It was a little watery.
If anybody knows where we can track down some Surge, be greatly appreciated.
Or send it to us.
Oh, what are we drinking? Kahlua and...
Coffee.
Coffee and Kahlua and cream.
At first we were going to do Kahlua and creams. That was a little gay.
We had no ice.
We had no ice. I want to get one of those little ice maker. What are they called? Not an ice maker. The old school, you put the ice in the tray. Ice tray.
You know a lot of refrigerators come with ice makers.
That's what I said. But I want one that like has little funny sculpt.
Or you get the one that makes little ice balls.
Oh yeah, that'd be cool. But then I feel like you just dump it in your glass and
you know that if you freeze ice hot and cold, it makes different ice.
No, I'm not a scientist.
Well, it does. Try it out.
Why do I need different ice for?
One is clear and one is foggy.
Foggy ice? Imagine if I gave you a cup of foggy ice.
I'd be pissed. It's not real ice.
What's this?
I'm sipping. It's hot.
It's not. It took us like an hour to try to reset up.
Then I went and I took a dump so it cooled down a bit. No, we're recording? How many Frankenstein turns do we give that one?
I forgot to add the sound effects of the Frankenstein turns. The last episode. Oh, also in the last episode, we forgot to mention who the fuck we are. And we are siblings. We're brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five. That clown is freaking me out. I didn't even notice it till now.
It's on our... Oh, I forgot. You know what I forgot to do? Is turn on this little light. And I was going to turn off that light.
So we have a little ambience?
Yeah. If you want to keep talking, I can do that.
Yes, I can.
Should we get into our...
So, yeah. I just flew in, and boy, are my arms tired.
Well, I didn't even get up yet, so...
Oh, gosh.
You have to...
So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm doing two people voices.
I forgot to tell you guys, he's also schizophrenic.
Just a little bit. I didn't take my meds today.
He gets it from his mother.
That bitch is crazy. One time I didn't take my my pills, and I spit it up, and she choked me and up a wall.
Trauma.
Trauma.
She'll say she didn't.
She'll say, no, she'll laugh about it.
Got you to take the pills, though, huh?
God.
Hi, Anthony.
He wasn't that bad.
I distinctively remember that fist going around my throat.
Oh, God.
Pushing me up against the wall, and then...
They're like, this is a scary podcast.
This is for trauma.
It got real dramatic, too, when I turned off the light.
No. Oh, do those little lights.
Oh, I gotta get up again. I gotta... Pretty soon we could pay somebody to do that. We have a light person.
Well, we did have a person, our technician, left.
He's lazy. He only does so much.
All he has is hook up the mics, and acts like it's a hard job.
He's gonna bust it and be like, well, then you guys do it, fuckers. He tells us how to do our job. Oh, God. You know what we should do? We should do a movie recommendation, but like a low-budget film. Like things shit like people really don't know about. Because I hate when people are like, see this movie? And it's like, well, no shit. It's a fucking...
Oh, have you heard of The Conjuring?
I think you should go see Wicked.
Wicked. Oh, my God. That is a horror movie.
Did you see it?
No, I seen the people that went to go see it.
I don't like musicals. The only musical I like is Grease.
Grease Lightning.
What's the other song?
Tell me more, tell me more.
Remember that game, Leisure Suit Larry?
Yeah.
And they had a level where they did like a parody of that.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, man. Add the clip in of the song if you find it somewhere.
Yeah, I'm doing very low maintenance on these. this time around. I feel like before I would do like heavy editing. Like I'd literally record for like 2 hours and then break it down to like at the most maybe like 45 minutes. And this time around I'm trying to do more of a raw and uncut. Unless we say something racist.
I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. If he was alive today, how do you think that would be? Where would he be?
Oh, baby, I like it.
Remember
to be
he had
protected?
An EBT card on MTV?
Had a what?
Remember he showed his EBT card?
Oh, yeah.
Or no, it was a food stamp. They didn't have
it
EBT
was something
cards.
Like that.
I feel like that's
he had food stamps. Back when it looked like Canadian cash.
Remember that one time we were watching Degrassi?
Yeah.
And they're playing poker. And I was like, is that food stamps?
Whatever it takes.
When Drake first came out, I could never take him seriously. He'll always be Jimmy in a wheelchair.
Do you remember when they had the little about me's on the commercials? And it did each character, and then they did Drake. And then they're, like, saying more, and he's like, oh, my name's Aubrey, or whatever the fuck his name is.
Aubrey Graham.
Yeah. And then he was, like, in the studio. And I literally remember me laughing and saying, yeah, no. That's not gonna work out for you.
Now look at him.
Now look at him.
Touching kids. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, well, we'll find him maybe in the future.
Yeah, just maybe he'll be a special guest.
Yeah.
What? Heard you motherfuckers talking shit about me.
On episode one.
On episode two.
Or episode one. Is this technically episode one?
Yeah. I mean, even though in the other one we kept saying is an episode.
And we still haven't watched a full movie yet, so.
Yeah. Technically we have. We've seen... thousands of films. We just don't have one. I feel like that would be a question. So what's one movie that you could tell me if I didn't see it, like it could be anything, and even if I did see it, I'm just like saying, if you had to explain, break down a movie to somebody like just off your memory, like what's one movie you're like, oh okay, I think I can like tell you that plot.
Do pornos count?
Yeah, he had a good comeback. This is why we pay him the big bucks.
One thing I hate about them, they always end the same.
We gave him a lot of coffee today.
He had too much coffee and Kahlua.
Are you using, can you give me one of those little squishmallow things? this toy box.
Do you want the Beetlejuice?
I'll take the Beetlejuice, whatever's in your hand.
Or do you want the strawberry bear?
Oh, it smells like strawberries.
He smells like strawberries.
It's the Toy Story bear.
What's his
name?
You
guys stay on brand. I don't know what his name is. Luxo or some shit?
Oh, well, the movie I would recommend to you.
Oh, that's comfortable. I'm currently in the studio closet.
You haven't came out the closet yet?
No, I'm halfway in.
So you're by closet?
I wanted to set it up so it's like we could look at each other and talk. But not be so close to each other.
Oh, we don't have a table yet?
Yeah. I eventually want to be, like, comfy, like, couch.
Then we can have guests?
Yeah, and do visual. Oh. Right now, imagine the visual on this.
I mean, I'm in a cool
Yeah, you are.
Spot. I'm in a...
We have nice lighting.
What would you call this?
It's a tent. It's a canopy.
Canopy.
It's a... cabana. Oh, I feel like if you went to a concert, you see how like some concerts like give that like as a package, like VIP cabana.
Don't they have that in Vegas?
Yeah.
By the pool?
It would be like $500.
Oh, wow.
But it's literally just this. They make it sound fancy though.
I'll take my own. I brought my own.
No, thanks. I brought my own. So, you didn't answer a question.
And I was trying to, and you keep on interrupting me.
No, I didn't. I'm like, excuse me for keeping a podcast going.
You can go rewind it back and go, that's when he was trying to start it again.
No. He did with a joke. I'm trying not to have any dead silence. See?
Like, not silence. He's sipping. That's what editing's for.
No, Jim, I'm doing minimum.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You're going in raw.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, I like it raw.
It's very ADD. Because I didn't even finish my story when I was saying that. Because I was going to go into how when I would edit, and then I would get frustrated because sometimes it would mess up. And then I'm like, oh, my God. And then it just wasn't really worth it in the end.
But I like all the sound effects. I like the
one. Oh, no, I will do that still. Yeah, the like last step, the first step, well, like our last episode, I didn't want to do too much just because it was like an introduction.
Yeah.
But I'll start doing more, you know?
I like the little kids cheering.
Yeah, they do. Yay! I like the boo.
I just want to go places and just have kids cheer or boo.
We could teach these kids. Get them on the payroll.
I gotta get through to these kids. Guess the reference.
Name that movie.
Name that movie. Name that actor.
All right, we'll tell you.
Edward James Olmos? Almost?
Almost?
Almost? Almost? Got it.
Almost. Almost.
Almost got it.
If you see the visual, you get a joke.
Oh, you wanted me to describe a movie to you?
I mean, what movie would it be?
Have you seen,
And if you need an inhaler anytime, you supply them.
We have inhalers, we got Kahlua.
You don't want to be wheezy in the mic.
Some people like that. They pay extra.
Do they?
Yeah.
I don't feel like we're getting
nothing. It's like, breathe to me.
Okay. Someone's gonna comment. I think on Spotify you can leave comments. Someone's gonna be like, I'm just here for the breathing.
I just want to hear the breathing.
More wheeze.
More wheezing. Punch her in the chest.
Really close to the mic.
Two times.
Okay, what's the movie?
Well, it has four turtles. Have you seen it? And their father is a rat.
Goodfellas?
Goodfellas.
This is a plot of Goodfellas.
Yes. They're Italian turtles. They love pizza and...
Gabagoo.
And gabagoo.
What is gabagoo?
That's like a...
It's like a piece of meat.
Yeah.
Like something you put on a sub.
You do sub... Some a little vinegar.
We call that the Fat Anthony.
Some mozzarella. Some mozzarella. Bashuto.
A little bit of poop. Have you seen that video?
It sounds familiar.
Nicholas sent it to me. I think it was on TikTok or Instagram. And the guys are like, hey, just a little bit of poop. He's like, where'd you get the bashoot? A little mustard. And it's a poop. And this is...
You describe a movie to me that I haven't seen.
It can't be what you haven't seen. It's just more like, what's a movie you couldn't break down just by memory?
I know this movie by memory that has...
Like four, Scream?
Four turtles.
I feel like Scream is like a... That's a comfort movie.
Scream is a comfort movie. I remember first seeing Scream.
The first Scream is just like... I feel like I always say that. I think usually like when I'm on live or something and someone asks me, I always say Scream, and then someone will be like, well, that's not a scary movie. That's a thriller. And it's like, suspense. But the story is like a first time watch. What I would do to watch that movie the first time.
Oh gosh, it was incredible. I seen it for free.
Did you?
Yeah.
I remember, I'll tell that story.
He
was like, I was trying, bitch. I can't breathe.
We won't go into jokes with that. But, I remember to go see, oh my god, what's that movie called with the aliens? Those aliens.
Aliens?
Mars Attacks.
Mars Attacks?
Yeah, went to go see Mars Attacks, and then as we were waiting for our ride to pick us up, because we were at singing at the Century in downtown, right there at the end of the steps. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
This guy came out to do a smoke break, because it was the 90s. You do smoke breaks. And then we seen the, it was 102.5. Is that the radio station back in the day?
102, 103.
Like, who listens to the radio?
Sometimes I'll do a little too. When you first turn the car on.
When you first turn the car. Mine goes straight to the aux cord.
Recently, my XM radio just got X'd. And I'm not paying for that subscription. So.
You're waiting for somebody to pay for this subscription so we can get that back.
It's a circle.
Right? So anyway, he came out and we asked him, what's the deal with the radio being here? And he's like, oh, there's this new movie, Scream, that they're sneak previewing. You want to see it? And I go, okay.
The trust. Hey, kids. Hello, boys. Welcome over here.
I have these tickets. I have two tickets here to go see
it. Just come in the secret door over here.
I felt bad because our ride came, and then we said, we're going to go see another movie, so go drive back home.
That's where I am.
Scram, leave her alone.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
And then I got a poster that I...
That's where
I got the poster, and it was like, it stayed hung up in my room from like 96 all the way to like 2005.
It's like, by the time you took it down, it didn't even like curl up.
Like, it just cracked off the wall when you pulled it off.
It just broke.
Oh, man.
I never knew the face was Drew Barrymore.
It's like a mixture of like different faces.
They said it was Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, but the eye colors don't match.
Said it was Drew Barrymore.
But the eye colors don't match.
It's funny how she wanted to be, well, they wanted her to be a main person, and then she was like, no, just kill me.
Man, I miss Dimension, because it just seems like, oh, we're going to watch a scary movie every time you see Dimension.
Yeah. You're like,
oh, and then Weinstein had to go and touch people.
Not just one Weinstein. Did he have a couple brothers, or was just two?
I think there was two.
I actually heard they're the reason nobody wanted to do the Rob Zombie Halloween 2. And even Rob Zombie didn't want to do it, so he didn't write the second one. He just had it, like, I think, produce it. But that's why it kind of sucks.
I only seen that movie one time.
Actually, I don't like, it's not as bad.
I'm actually
not even really a fan of the original Halloween 2.
I am.
Just because it's all hospital, I'm like,
It's all hospital, and then, like, the last 15 minutes is just, like, a retelling of the original.
Yeah, it's just, I don't like, I think it's just the, just that, because it's just all hospital. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, go somewhere else. Yeah.
And everybody's redneck for some reason.
Yeah.
Redneck Michael Myers.
What about, was it Busta Rhymes, Michael Myers?
Which one was that? It wasn't H2O. Resurrection.
Resurrection.
Where they do like a reality show.
I want to rewatch that.
He says something funny.
Yeah. I bet you he says something about a motherfucker.
Then he does like that karate.
Oh, yeah.
And it worked, too.
I really don't remember that. Isn't Tyra Banks in it?
I think so.
Or is it one of those things where she's in it for, like, a few seconds, they just put her on the cover?
And then she's just a dead body later?
Yeah.
They had to sell. Tyra Banks sold. Like, there was a lot of Tyra Banks fans that were hoping would show up.
I like Halloween H2O. I just don't like a Josh Hartnett's haircut.
What was with his hair in the 90s? Like, they didn't even change it for Faculty.
Oh, that's funny. That, yeah, that's true. I was going to say the same person that did his hair was the same person that did Courtney Cox in Scream. Is it Scream 2? Where she has
Scream
the
3.
Up? Scream 3?
What was up with those bangs?
I thought it's 2.
No, it's 3.
2, she has like reddish hair, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 3 because then it's black and then it's just, yeah.
Was that like last minute? Like somebody hated her.
I don't know. Those bangs just...
And she bangs. She bangs.
She moves. What do you think he's doing?
Huh?
What do you think he's doing?
He's doing gay stuff.
Don't talk about... What's his name?
Who?
The guy that sings that song.
Ricky Martin.
No! I was thinking of the Asian guy that covered it.
Oh, William Hung.
Oh, I was going to say Hung Lee.
Hung Lee? Racist.
Not racist.
Hung Lee. Yo, that's my real name. I remember, like, didn't he have, like, a funny voice?
That's called an accent.
Is he calling me? Make me the racist.
He's right now. Racist. Now we cut to commercial break.
We cut to commercial break.
Do you ever have diarrhea?
Have you ever had diarrhea?
I mean, yeah. Okay, you know what? Now, since that's kind of the same, how come, like, when people are scared, it's, you scare the shit out of me? Like, did that have to happen for that to become a phrase?
That first person. It's like, boom.
Like, did that happen to somebody where it just came like an inside joke, but then it just spread across the world?
Very good. Running at full speed, scared, shitting. Like, grab himself. Does anybody remember that?
Oh, no.
Those old CKY videos?
Who was the guy doing the stand-up? The guy that was in Bill and Ted. He's like, yeah, we're running full speed. That's where they got it from.
I know. Oh my god.
It's the guy with the gray hair.
Yeah.
It's like a pojo.
George Carlin.
Sure.
You ever see a grown man running at full speed taking a shit?
Oh.
It's not a pleasant sight. Can you imagine trying to do that?
What's that noise?
I don't know. It's a ghost.
Mm. Oh, I guess this is movie related. My goal for the year is I want to do a documentary. I didn't know what to do it on, and I was like, oh, I kind of want to do, even though it's kind of been done, but I think I could do it better, is I want to do a documentary on Dyer's Lane.
Ooh, explain Dyer's Lane.
Oh, so Dyer's Lane is like a haunted road.
It's like the local urban legend spot.
But the thing is, it's like, but this is what sucks. is because I want to explain my experience there, but it's going to sound like a lie. Because it's kind of goes
you're lying.
So it's like, I don't know.
So do we get a little example, or are you waiting for the documentary?
I might say for the documentary. Yeah. I don't know.
No, it was pretty scary. I remember, like, when we went, was it with you? I think it was with you. And there's like, a little green orb ball that went straight to the car.
Uh-huh. And then we got out, we walked, and then we heard the cats.
Oh, yeah.
But that's, like, not, I guess. But I guess because we just read about how there was, like, cats and, like, something about witches.
Yeah, we read about the cats afterwards, what made it freaky.
Yeah. But it wasn't, because of course it's like outside, so you're like, of course there's cats. Mm-hmm. But it said about like, oh, like the tree or whatever, and they were like right by the trees. Mm-hmm. Like you didn't see them, you just heard them.
You
like,
just heard them, yeah.
Like a bunch of them, but you didn't see one.
And then you got people that know about the road that just draw like outline bodies on the street.
Mm-hmm. Or racist things.
Racist things with the noose hanging from it.
So it's like a road that really has nothing. Like it's just like
it's just a straight road.
Yeah,
and, I mean, and there's it's farmhouses. It's a very thin road where you can't even do a 3-point turn to turn around if you had to.
Yeah, like two cars if they pass at the same time has to be like really skinny.
Yeah.
Wait, like, no. Yeah. Or is it one way?
No, it's two.
Yeah, it is. Hmm. Yeah. It's a little scary.
I remember I went down there with friends, and then my friend Yuri took a bat, and I said, "Well, what are you gonna do with the bat against ghosts?"
And his response?
Oh, he didn't answer. He was scared. It's the comfort of just clutching it.
Well, there's a lot of people there.
Plus he was black, too, and we went to this racist-ass in the area.
And I'm sure you guys pushed him out of the car. But, yeah, the last time that we went, so everybody's seen the exact same thing. I won't give it all away. Everybody's seen the exact same
thing. Give it away now.
And nobody said anything about it. Until I think we got back, but it was like two conversations broken off, like nobody didn't hear. So it was like, so even if one person was kind of going off at someone else's idea, that wasn't possible because yeah, never went back.
So what are you gonna do? You're gonna,
but then that's the thing, it's like, oh damn, I'm gonna have to go back.
you should like talk about it, and then at the end of the documentary you do the tour, like, oh, there's a raw tour.
Well, that's why it's kind of, it's a little tricky because it's like, because it's just like a road. I mean, there are those little farmhouses things, but it's just like, if you don't get anything, and I don't know.
Plus, it's not the same thing like watching.
Yeah. I don't know. You have to be like, so maybe I might do something else.
So, you can tell the whole story. No. we gotta get back on Scream.
Where? Ghost Space?
We're talking about those fucked up bangs.
Oh, I mean, kind of sad. How do you feel about Scream 7 coming out?
I'm interested.
I see a lot of people saying they don't care.
And those are those people. We won't get into politics here. Now they're going, it's not going to be good because Jenna Ortega ain't going to be in it.
Isn't it funny how they took her salary and just gave it to Nev Campbell?
She deserved it.
Like, fine.
She deserved it.
You deserved it.
You deserve it. I didn't like how they made her a second-rate character.
Yeah. They're trying to... Yeah, I don't even like how in the last one they didn't really have her in there. Like, it was just more about the other bitches. Like, they're just trying to be like, move over.
I feel that their story is done, though.
Yeah, but it almost wasn't.
It almost wasn't. We needed,
they make a thing that was like, it was all a dream. They all did die when you thought they died.
Yeah, then you bring back Matthew Lillard. It's a scream, baby!
Isn't it the last one everybody said that he was a killer? Or he was going
to be?
No, that
he was
going
to be in it. Was like, he survived the TV!
I'm not. I heard he's a really nice guy.
No. Well, he's shaggy. He has to be. Well, what do you think it's going to be about? How many times can they try to kill this bitch?
So let's see. This is probably what it's going to be. Well, how are they going to... They're going to have to explain... Do you think they're just kind of going to leave it off? Because maybe they're like, maybe Jenna will come back. Do you think they're going to try to
kill her? Oh, what if she's the first kill in the movie?
I don't think she's going to be in it at all.
I'm just saying if it was a surprise, and then, like, you didn't hear, if somehow the internet didn't get word that she was making a cameo in it, and then we went to see it, and then she was the first one to... That was,
Farts.
No, that was... You know, we need the video. You would have seen the finger across the throat.
That was strange. All right, we're parked right next to the bathroom. Okay, so my Scream 7 movie. Let's just do our own video, okay. Our own movies. Okay. So I think, and I'm just kind of snowballing as I go, so I don't know. I think it would be that they don't really even mention them. Like, they'll kind of mention them, but it's like they're in another city. So what was the last one, New York?
Yes.
So they're still in New York. Oh, would they stay in New York?
Wait, no, because we're following Sydney.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying...
But she wasn't in New York.
Yeah, but I'm saying that they have to mention.
Oh, they got
to
mention.
They eventually have to mention where they're at. They're not in it, but somebody has to mention, like...
Oh, they're still in New York?
I guess they would be in New York. Like, they're just off living their life. But, of course, you need the little, like, oh...
Well, one of the twins is coming back, or both of them. The twins are coming back.
Oh.
So they'll they'll mention what they're doing.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that the main story is going to follow her daughter.
Whose daughter? Sydney's?
Sydney's daughter.
Is, Oh, I just seen a thing who they said her husband's going to be. How it's supposed to, you know how it's supposed to be a... What's the one guy's name? Ah, that was in Scream 3. Is it 3? Real, motherfucker. The cop?
Oh, yeah. That he wasn't going to be in it.
Yeah, but, oh...
But somebody else was going to... Oh, I forget his name. He was on Community.
Ah, yeah, I'd seen it, too, but now I can't think of it, and I was
We're so unprepared.
I was like, that was interesting, but...
Yeah, because people are confused because it's not... he's not playing the same character. He's not recast, but he has the same first name.
But is he supposed to be the same character? Or was he at first, and they just couldn't get him back?
I don't know. That's why everyone's confused. I'm confused.
I mean, hopefully he's not supposed to be the guy, because then that would be weird. I guess we could just get over the fact they have the same first name.
Yeah, people have the same first name. And
she's like, I just have a thing for Marks.
For Marks. Because she is a Mark.
Oh! Yeah.
Oh, well, finish what your plot is.
I really don't know. I guess it's just what you think, so... Whoever's in the first... What? Second scene is the killer. I was wearing flannel.
Flannel, you can't, yeah, man.
I think they tried to throw it off. Wait, the last one, where was it flannel? Or did they throw it off?
Oh my god.
The guy was wearing flannel.
Somebody was wearing flannel.
The guy.
My favorite scene in the last one was the bodega scene.
Yeah, that was a good one. Even though he had a gun.
Oh man, that's scary.
That's kind of...
Ghostface with a gun? Then they put him in
next
Call of
Duty.
Next,
he's gonna have a bomb.
He's gonna have bombs strapped to his chest. He's gonna get her on a plane. That went dark.
No editing. So what's your movie? Because I really don't. I can't. I don't know. Obviously, someone's going to die.
Someone's going to die. Someone's going to reveal themselves. Someone's going to have some type of connection to somebody in the past.
Dewey's going to come back magically.
Dewey's twin brother. Bowie.
Doofy. Officer Doofy.
Officer Doofy. I'm cleaning my room.
Told you not to disturb you.
Told you not to disturb me. I'm cleaning my room. Oh my god. What's that line? And it's funny we mentioned it because for some reason I was thinking of the line the other day in the second one.
How do you know that my dim-witted experience is a subtle form of manipulation?
Oh, he says it all in one breath.
Yeah. I was trying to memorize that. This is the stuff I think about when I'm by myself.
If you ever meet David Arquette, you can have him sign it.
He's on a paper. Gotta write all that?
He's like, really? No. I'm going to go sit on my big-ass chair.
My big-ass chair. Watch wrestling. Did you ever watch his wrestling documentary?
Yes. That's why I seen he had a big-ass chair. Yeah. If you guys are not aware, David Arquette has a big-ass chair.
Oh, man. And a big comfy couch.
And he likes wrestling.
Oh, man.
And that's why you listen to us, to get these facts.
Yeah. Ooh. Speaking of facts, the facts of life. And we knew the girl that was in that show.
Speaking of facts,
we don't have no facts.
You don't have facts?
I don't have no facts.
He said, speaking of facts, open up his phone. His mini laptop phone.
It is a mini laptop.
It's like on SNL when they had the little phone. The little cell phone. Saturday Night Live?
I don't watch that skit.
It's literally a famous when he has the little cell phone and he closes it.
No.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
They have little phones.
I know that we have little phones in real life. I wanted to get one.
No, it's an old one. Now you have to look it up on YouTube. As I'm talking, look it up. Just don't play the audio. Just put a little SNL little phone skit. It's Will Ferrell. I think something else is in it too, but it's like he has a little flip phone, and it's like tiny. It's literally like this one. Yeah.
Jamie, can you pull up that skit?
Someone pull up the... All right. Our producers are pulling it up right now. As he watches it, okay. You guys should also be...
No, sorry. That was commercials. Those ads. They ain't paying us. So
if you guys send us money, we can get the premium YouTube...
Yeah, we also carry Hootie and the Blowfish albums. Shall I wrap one up with a backwards baseball cap on the tape for the Cheers finale?
It's still not familiar?
No, I'm skimming through. Get the little phones.
I can't believe...
Dolce & Gabbana show. How fast can you have your bags packed from now on?
No? I guess I'll finish my coffee.
Are they breaking character right now?
He's doing the famous laugh. I apologize for this, so.
I think I fast forward too much.
Okay.
All right, anyway, we're wasting time. Yeah. So speaking of Scream, and Scream 7, there's going to be another I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yeah. Freddie Prinze Jr. in... Jennifer Love. Oh, sorry, I had a...
Stretch?
I think that's going to be a good one. I see the title.
Are they going to, I still know what you did last summer in 1997.
No, I see the title. It was, what is it? Oh, I think it said, I always know what you did last summer.
Are they going to go off of that horrible third movie?
Where he was I feel like I seen that one, but I don't remember it. But I feel like I seen it on TV.
He was like a ghost or something. He was like a Jason type killer now.
Really?
The fisherman, yeah.
Yeah, I think maybe I seen it once. I feel like I seen it on just randomly on TV.
How do you think they're gonna talk about the ending of part two? It would be like the first or the second movie where they said, "Oh, it was just a dream."
Oh yeah. Hmm. Well, obviously it was just a dream. It was, right?
It was. In the first one, it was just a dream.
Yeah, but you didn't know that until the second
one. Until the second one.
So they could have played that.
Yeah. The same. Pulled her under the bed.
Yeah.
Man. Can you imagine getting pulled under the bed? It'd be hard to, like, die that way.
That's why you get mattress on the floor. Like, you play it safe. You might think it's ghetto.
When you don't want.
Until you're not getting pulled under the bed.
You're not getting pulled under the bed. Or like that urban legend where the dog licked her hand. And then she seen that the dog wasn't even under the bed.
Oh, fuck that.
It's like...
This is why you hide your toes.
It's like, why do you always feel safe when you're under the blanket? You're under the blanket! Get him before he goes under the blanket!
Almost got you.
Almost got you. What do you think that's going to be about? Because are they even... Is that like a sure thing?
Oh, yeah, it is. I seen Sarah Michelle Gellar post that she was on the thing. And everybody's like, she can't be in it.
She almost made it.
Yeah. But it's like, obviously she's not fucking in it.
I forget what movie I seen in theaters. If it was either Scream 2 or I Know What You Did Last Summer. But I just remember an audience comment behind me. Just, why don't you do some Buffy shit?
I hate him. I kick him.
I kick him. Well, I remember I went to go see, I think it was Batman Forever? Or Batman and Robin? It was one of those ones. And back then they had a comic book counterpart. But the comic book came out before the movie and in the comic book, it would add scenes that weren't inside that weren't in the movie. Mm-hmm. And then my childhood friend, Steven, he had the comic book and he was saying all the scenes that were going to happen. And I remember a person being so pissed off about it.
In the movie theater?
Yeah, in the movie theater. He's like, oh, and next, this is going to happen.
That's funny. I have this memory, since we're talking about I Know What You Did Last Summer. Is you going to see I Still Know What You Did Last Summer? And then, I don't know why, but Grandma told me to go in there to see if the movie was still going. And then I think about it, it's like, how come she just didn't go in there? And that's how I know you see the movie theater, because I have that memory.
Wait, you were in the movie theater?
I had to go in there, because I think she said, oh, go see if the movie's still going. Or go tell him something, or something, it was something like that. But I remember walking in, and I'm like, oh, the movie's still going. And so I had to walk out, and I was like...
What theater was it?
It was the one Arden.
It wasn't like United Artists or something?
No. It was the one that's connected to the mall.
Oh, those domes?
Yeah, I think so. Because I remember you walk in. It's not like where it was now, if they still even have the movies.
I think they turned into a gym.
Because I know before in the mall was like kind of in the back, but this was like as soon as you walk in the entrance, it was like right there to the left.
Oh, next to the Dos Coyotes?
I don't know. That's just my memory. And I was like, I didn't want you to think back on it.
It was so much bigger.
I think we got off track a little bit.
Yeah, because we were talking about I Know What You Did Last Summer, right?
Yeah.
You went in, you checked.
Still I think going. We went into what we thought Scream 7 was going to be, and then we went into what we think. new I Know What You Did Last Summer is going to be.
What would that be about?
It's obviously going to be that they're married.
They're married, and then they go after the kids, do something, or the kids find out something.
Yeah, they're like, Mommy, we're going to tell us.
Like, it's the kids will find out about their past. They go, I know what you did that summer.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Like, they're still trying to keep a secret that they murdered a man back in the
90s. He didn't put his phone on silent.
Guess where that ringtone comes from. Guess the movie. We'll send you a sticker.
I think you can only comment on Spotify.
I noticed that today.
So go on Spotify and comment.
Wait, let me see. Who text messaged?
Did we even time this?
We didn't. We just went in raw.
What time is it right now?
It's 11:14.
I think we came in here around 10-ish. Then we had our technical problems.
Then our producer did some producing shit.
Produced.
He produced something.
Something. Got these mics going.
You got the mics going.
I feel like we should give them more props. If we want to have a third episode.
Well, we said we were going to get to 10 episodes.
Yeah.
It'll be the season finale.
I want to really...
Hopefully by then we'll have a fully structured show.
What's wrong with our structure?
It's just off the bat. It's raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And we're still drinking coffee, and we came in with two drinks.
Yeah, I'm done with mine.
Well, you need to crack the other one open.
I still have a sip. But we both can't drink at the same time.
How was that sip?
You know what I hate?
What?
So, I could drink hot coffee, and I could drink iced coffee. But if my hot coffee gets cold, I think it's gross.
I like cold coffee. I like the smell of coffee.
Farts. You finish each other's sandwiches.
Jesus, sandwiches. When you clean out coffee pots. Like the ones where
the fuck do you clean up coffee pots? You drink instant.
Well, the old ones. You take out the filters and it still has all the...
Oh, yeah. A little dirty diaper coffee.
The dirty diaper coffee. It's like in everybody's... not probably anymore. Do people still drink dirty diaper coffee?
No, they got Keurigs.
Oh, man, ruined it.
Their little pods.
Ruined the smell. I remember the smell.
Yeah, that's what I like about coffee pots, too. I wanted to get one, but then I was like, I'm not trying to deal with dirty diapers.
Deal with enough already.
Where you start my morning with shit. Look at all my shit.
Oh, my shit. Look at all this shit.
What do you think James Franco was thinking when he was like, oh, I want to be in Spring Breakers?
He was probably listening to a lot of Riff Raff. Yeah.
A lot of Florida.
My dream is to blow up. And act like I don't know nobody.
I think I have an impersonation for everything.
Oh gosh. I'm gonna take one more sip. You know, I don't normally drink coffee, only when I'm here.
As I offer it.
As you offer it. Man, you make a damn good cup of Joe.
Yeah, it's only a dime. Yeah, I remember when coffee was only a dime.
What do you put in it?
I put, well, this one, it has a little bit of Kahlua. I put, my secret creamer.
Oh, shit.
No, I just use regular creamer. I don't do, this is what my secret is. I don't do any sugar. A lot of people do creamer and sugar. I don't do sugar.
There's no sugar in this at all?
No, it's just all creamer.
Oh.
Right. Someone's like, what the fuck, I won't listen to this.
And whipped cream, and then you gotta put a little bit of cinnamon on top. Ooh. Sometimes I get the cinnamon mixed up with cumin. It's a little prank I like to play on myself.
Guess which cup.
A little switcheroo.
Oh, yeah. You give that one to your enemies. Speaking of enemies, no, that would have been a good segue.
We're still working on our segues.
Have you seen Enemy of the State? No, that was sad. What movie should we watch for next week so we could have a full-on movie review?
At least half of the pod, a movie review.
Yeah, we could dedicate the whole pod to one movie.
It's like, I don't know.
Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, we did. That's what we need to talk about. Texas Chainsaw. The horrible one.
Which one?
The cousin. The one with
the cousin. Oh, yeah. The 3D. It was three. What was 3D about it?
Is that the one? Is that the one? Yeah. Is that the... That's the cousin one, right?
Yeah. That made no sense whatsoever. I remember, like, the making of it, and they're, like, so happy about that. So it's gonna be a direct...
Oh, that's what I read. So, you know how, like, that one takes place... When the first one, and the first one's like
73, 74?
Something like that, right?
And then
that one's supposed to be
a like direct sequel.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be, obviously, the girl. They show a scene where she's there in 70 whatever.
Uh-huh.
And she's a baby.
Yeah.
And then it skips to current day.
And when the movie came out in, like, 2012.
Yeah. But then you think, oh, well, maybe it's not that. But they have cell phones.
Uh-huh.
And FaceTime. And so, basically, she's supposed to be, like, 40-something.
Yeah, she's supposed to, yeah, it's, like, 39, 40 years later.
But it was funny, because I read a thing, and there people were like, well, actually, I know 4-year-olds that look like that. That's funny. They said they were ahead of their time.
Yeah, they were ahead of their time.
Because they're like, we're supposed to know, supposed to believe that she was like 40-something? That's funny.
Oh, man. Yeah. Was she supposed to be 40? They never said.
They didn't say, but if you go with the years, it's not...
Like, what year would it have been? Because the group looked like they were in their 20s.
Yeah.
It would have been, like, what, mid-90s? No?
Yeah.
Early 2000s? Oh, man. I can't math right now.
No, if it's, like, 70... Like, if it's early 70s, it would have to be 90-something.
Like, early 90s?
20-something? I don't know math.
Yeah, well, we had to have scenes with cell phones in it. It would look stupid if we had big ones.
Yeah. Like, you don't understand. We're trying to pretend the cell phones were in the 90s.
It's an alternate universe where we had cell phones in the 90s. Updated cell phones in the 90s. And Trey Songz.
You know what I miss? I miss... No, that was music videos. When they would have the music videos. I think it was like VH1, and then they would do the little bubbles.
Pop-up video!
Yes. I like those. And they say the little fun facts.
They have like... Hey, Macarena.
Hi.
Have that little... The version with the girls.
And my boyfriend.
What was I supposed to do? He was out of town.
And then she starts laughing. She's like,
ah! Yeah, it's like, you.
You dirty dog.
You dirty dog. Women haven't changed.
Yeah, this is going off. What are we, a music podcast?
Yeah, we went from like coffee. Welcome to Coffee Talk.
I'm sure that's a... That's a thing.
Yeah, that was an SNL skit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've seen that one, but you didn't see Tiny Phone?
You didn't see Tiny Phone. I want to get a Tiny Phone just as a joke.
I've seen one on TikTok, and it actually works.
Yeah, that's why I said that you cut me off and I was going to say I'll pay on the first.
Well, I had a lot of coffee. You want to get a Red Bull? We go get a Red Bull. Run the Bull. You know that movie?
No.
Yes, man.
I just remember the homeless guy just jumping in the bushes.
He's like, I gave my phone to the most popular homeless man. He's like, can I use your phone? Just, yes. Can you actually give me a ride? Yes.
That's like a fun little challenge. Say yes to everything within in a day.
Give me some money.
That's why I'm always broke.
That's why I always say no.
That's funny. Oh, man, that, if I was to say no all day, that'd be an easy day because I would say no to going to work.
Okay. And that's why we need you guys to listen to the podcast so we can retire early.
Maybe not with these conversations.
We need, right?
Oh, man. We need guests. We need some porn stars.
It's a movie podcast.
They don't act. That's some damn good acting.
This partnership is not going to work. We got two different visions.
Or they could just collab into one great vision. Coffee and porn.
He had too many cups of coffee. I don't know if it's the coffee or the Kahlua.
It was the non-sugar.
Should have put sugar in it. Don't let him know, but I put a little bit of sugar. It must have been that it was a non-alcoholic beer. Must have been all that beer I had. It was a non-alcoholic beer.
He's like, oh, I'm just drunk. It was a non-alcoholic beer. Not another teen movie.
Like, oh. I told you not to let me drink.
Yeah. It was a non-alcoholic beer. She has your eyes.
Those little stick figures. How'd you get in here? You have a big hole inside your
I'm not going to be able to pick you guys up.
I'm not going to be able to pick you up. No, he said, I'm going to be drinking. What did he say?
I'm going to be drinking, so I won't be able to pick you up. So, well, that's good. You know, I don't want you drinking and driving. No, I'm going to be driving.
I'm just going to be too shit-faced to remember to
pick you up. That was a good movie. We should do a rewatch.
That is a good movie. But I feel like that's something I could just go on top of my head. It's like, all right, see you later, pumpkin. That's a good one.
Oh, man.
They don't do movies like that anymore.
Oh, that movie would not be made today.
Yeah, well, that's part of the problem.
We need more offensive movies.
I don't think people even, like, I don't know. You know, it's just like, even if you were going to do it, just the formula isn't there. It would come off too, like, corny.
It would be like when, how the genre died when they just kept on pumping them out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, disaster movie and epic movie and...
They just took the Wayans brothers' ideas.
But they didn't have the recipe.
And cut them out. And now they're coming back for vengeance.
Oh, gosh. More of that comedy? Hopefully they don't water it down. I'm tired of watered down movies.
Do you think we're coming up on time? We could start a third one. We could stack it up.
3 weeks worth?
I guess we could. We could do a quick 30-minute one.
Right, just quick.
Right. Oh, you should end it. I think we found our outro. What you said last time. I think that was a good one.
All right.
Go ahead. Well, we'll see you guys. Well, we won't see you guys. You'll listen to us next week.
I forgot what I said.
Something about the, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.